This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Just called a personal issue that the Red Boy and Red Boy family had to contend with that made the idea of podcasting not the best idea in the world, or maybe just not the most fun idea. Certain things made it to the top of the mind. So glad to be back in the land of the podcast, having a good time, feeling better about everything in life in general. So off we go. Actually, have a few news stories we're going to cover, or I'm going to cover. Mrs. Red Boy is off, and that would be Amy to those who have listened to at least maybe like the last podcast. That I was going to try and get some feedback from her, but I'll just ramble on about them on my own. One of the coolest new things I ran into, we got voicemail. I consider myself a relatively geeky guy, but I actually had to contact some of my fellow podcasters from Podcast Outlaws and whatnot and say, hey, excuse me, where is everybody getting these voicemail things? So the Red Boy podcast now has voicemail, which is 206-888-GEEK. Red Boy wouldn't work, so 206-888-4335 is the number to leave me a voicemail. I got an actually, and you know what, this would be a nice little segue. I did get a voicemail from my friend Aaron from over at the Big Show. And I was going to play it, and he basically said his question, and I answer it, because I'm not going to play it, because I'm going to dig on him actually worse than the song. His question really was, where did the whole Red Boy thing come from? Red Boy is a title. I'm all of the ripe old age of 31 right now. When I was fresh out of college, actually maybe still in college, might be when I was an intern at the local radio ranch here in town, in Bloomington, as the Illinois have sold me out. The manager or sales manager at the time, his name was Red, because he had red hair, and his thing was Red Man. And so since I was, well, his junior, he dubbed me Red Boy. And it kind of stuck here and there. And when I went back to school, I had been DJing for a while. I kind of started to change my DJing gigs, and I started calling myself Red Boy, and I would make mix CDs with friends, and just for the fun of what we'd call a Red Boy production. And then I started doing websites, and I started calling those Red Boy productions. So Red Boy has just kind of become, you know, my pseudonym, I guess. So that's how the whole, and of course, if you tend to guess, I do have red hair. Less and less of it every day, but as long as I still have it, my grandfather, who's 80-some years old, is still called Red, and he's completely bald, so maybe it'll hang around longer than my hair will. So anyway, Aaron, that's the answer to your voicemail question, but Aaron and I apparently have a similar affinity for karaokeing on our podcast. Let's see if I can turn this down because I don't want it to be too loud. He was talking, I want to say it was something about George Bush and the oil or something. I don't know. I'm not a political guy. But what I find funny is he started singing. So anybody who doesn't listen to Aaron's big show, check it out. It is an entertaining show, as I hope you find my show, or our show, as Amy will tell me I need to say. But check it out. Here's a little bit from his probably a couple shows ago. Check this out.
You ready? Okay, here we go.
Secret lovers, that's what we are. Don't be together, but we can't let go.
Oh my god. Alright, enough of that. God. Oh, if that didn't kill all my listeners, I don't know what will.
So there you go. So if you've been missing the big show, that's what you've been missing. So, you know, check out Aaron. He's a good guy over there. As Amy says, we're PCBs. I think that's podcast buddies, which I'm trying to keep one step below or above, whichever way you want to call it, the podcast boyfriends, which just Julie says Mr. X and Len from Jawbone are. So take that for what it's worth. And speaking of Mr. X, thank you very much. He had a comment there complimenting Mrs. Redboy, also known as Amy. I might as well just start calling her Amy. I don't even know why I waste my time on pseudonyms anymore or trying to hide anything. But he had a nice comment on the podcast site about Amy being a good voice for the show and having some good things to bring. And here I am tonight. So apparently this show is going to suck until she comes back. So thank you, Mr. X. The Illinois, who are here in the cornfields, also known as Bloomington, went over to Blue Dog Manor, to their house, and did a podcast. And I think the whole podcast is posted on the Blue Dog Manor website, and that's bluedogbanter.com. But they went over there and did a podcast, and I tell you, these guys' equipment, it's phenomenal. I can't even begin to fathom. I was appalled that I spent a couple $100 on podcasting. I can't believe how much they possibly spent on podcasting. It's got to be, I don't know. I mean, mixers that make my mixer look like a, like a microwave from 1950. So these guys have got hardcore stuff. They're all about it. But the funny thing about the small little cornfield world we live in around here is how small it really is, because they took pictures when they did this big podcast, and Amy looks at the picture. I said, here's a picture of NASA Janet and Just Pete from the Illinois podcast. She goes, I know her. That's Janet blank from blank. I'm working on a project with her. So these two have a project connection via their jobs or whatever. So it's like, holy cow. So I sent them an email about it. I haven't heard back. And I haven't had a chance to listen to their entire new podcast. So I don't know if they've, excuse me, bad night for dinner, I guess. I don't know if they've acknowledged the fact that we totally know who they are now. It's just the small world of the cornfields we live in that everybody kind of knows everybody. It's not too many. That 6 degrees of separation around Bloomington, it's about 2, if that. So, or as we've just proven, I guess it's 1, so. That's probably all about the world of podcasting. The Illinois did bust me out, though, about on their podcast about, oh, where is he from and how, you know, I haven't done a great job. And, you know, Mr. X did a great job, and that's kind of where my idea of having a secret ID came from, was Mr. X's show. That, oh, Mr. X, he's Mr. X. You don't really know where he's at. You kind of know a region in the country. You don't know his name, blah, blah, blah. And I totally failed at trying to accomplish that. But now Mr. X was in the newspaper. So we have, you know, first, last name. Ironically, he's in a town that I'm actually somewhat familiar with. And then apparently there's a picture. I haven't heard back from him if he's actually going to send me a picture. And Mr. X, if you're listening, I'm sure you're better looking in my radio version mind than what your real picture is. So, You know, so am I. I'm better looking on radio. I bet everybody who's listening right now thinks I have hair. So that would just be a beautiful thing. That would make everybody my secret lover. Thank you, Aaron. Okay, on to better things. I get my Father's Day present. As my voice cracks like I'm 18. My Father's Day present, I guess, must be, what, probably a couple weeks early. And my Father's Day present this year is a fire pit. One of those. We live in town, so you can't just dig a hole in your yard and start burning stuff. So I bought one of those metal outdoor grate covered fire pits. Very excited about it. Built it. Let's see, must have been earlier last week, I guess. And got it all put together, and then finally got around to getting some wood. Obviously, you're going to need some wood for your fireplace. And by the time I finally got the wood, now we're having like 92, 93, 94 degree days. Which, in the cornfields, that's a little hot for this time of year. So, needless to say, I don't feel like at this time, it's just 8:30 at night. Typically, when you'd probably may start a fire, sun's going down, great time to do a fire, and it's, you know, 90-some degrees still outside, probably not going to light it up. So, it sits all by itself in the backyard. So, Father's Day celebration will have to come here someday soon. So, I actually, on the Father's Day note, fires, come to think of it, a few years ago, time flies when you're getting old. Last year, we were at the in-laws, that would be Amy's parents, down. You think we live in the cornfields. This is like the suburbs of the cornfields, so this is, you know, ultra nowhere. And so we're down there, and it was the night before Father's Day, and we overindulged a little bit, and I kind of fell over into a cornfield. And so I claimed it to be a new holiday, Father's Day Eve. So anybody who wants to toast a beer on Father's Day Eve, give me a call. I'll be happy to come over and raise a beer and have a toast. Luke, you're here. What would you like to say on the podcast? Okay. You have to speak, though. He's mouthing the word, so. We will pass on you, Mr. Lukey. I'm going to touch on a couple little fun news things. I actually found for other podcast folks. Oh, this isn't going to tell me where it came from. And that's great. Anyway. Found a great little site to find some offbeat news. Supposedly, and it filmed, must have been two nights ago. I don't know when the MTV Music Awards are actually going to show on MTV, but they did film them on June 4th. So I guess that'd be two or three days ago. Knowing MTV, it'll probably be a whole week from then. Here at the MTV 2005 Movie Awards to air June 9th. They plan to reunite the cast of the 80s movies, Breakfast Club. And I'm sort of a child of the 80s, I guess. You know, I was in first grade in 1981 and second grade in 1982, so I pretty much came up in the 80s. I was a little young probably for Breakfast Club at the time, but was old enough, early enough, I think, to get a hold of it. So I was going to do a quiz with Amy because they list each actor's name and then what character they played. And some things I never knew, like Molly Ringwald, we all know her, was Claire, who ate the sushi. And she would eat sushi, but she wouldn't take a guy's tongue in her mouth. So that was her claim to fame, I guess. But Claire's last name, anyone? Anyone? Claire's last name was Claire Standish. Ally Sheedy, her name was Allison Reynolds. And most people probably remember her first name, let alone her last name. Anthony Michael Hall, of course, was the sporty guy, Brian Johnson. Judd Nelson was, actually, most people would have heard Bender, and John Bender. And actually, I have a friend named Bender. Not quite of a screw-up, but. So, and though I guess apparently Emilio Estevez, who played Andrew Clark, the dork, he isn't confirmed yet for attendance. So, I guess the tape will show whether that happens or not. Let's see, another little, you know what, I don't want to do too many of these, I don't want to bore the world. Let's do something I know something about, alcohol. And I'll read this kind of verbatim, that a British couple who holds the world record for the longest marriage says their success was down Their success was down to a glass of whiskey and a glass of sherry and the word sorry. So this couple's name is Percy and Florence Arrowsmith. They're married June 1st, 1925. So celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary on Wednesday. It would have been about a week and a half ago in May. So this is what happens when you do a podcast so much later after you show prep. It doesn't work out so well. Anyway, so they do actually have the Guinness World Record for the longest marriage. Let's see. They think they're very blessed, and say they still love one another. But what I did find funny was the success of the marriage was whiskey and sherry, which is, you know, booze and booze. And I thought maybe one of them was drinking whiskey, the other one was sherry. But what it comes down to is the wife says, I like sherry at lunchtime and whiskey at night, and I'm looking very much to my party, which I assume was their anniversary party. So apparently it's just the wife who's having to drink to make it through the marriage, which, you know, is kind of interesting. All right, well, we had some technical difficulty there during my story about the old couple, or I guess the old woman anyway, who was drinking sherry and whiskey to maintain her marriage. Apparently somewhere I started looking down, and my mic was just shot. So I'm not sure what the deal was there. I hope to correct those problems. But I guess that's just part of what you deal with when you do a podcast, you know? And it's just a guy sitting in his dining room trying to figure out how the hell to make this all work. So with that, that'll make a 20-minute podcast. Just want to let everybody know we are back on the grid and do a little show and talk about a couple of things. Please give us a chance. We'll be back full strength. We'll get Amy back here on the show and have a real quality show and real quality entertainment with her here. Get some good feedback from her. So please don't dump the feed just yet. And if you get a chance, vote for us at podcastalley.com. There is a link on the website begging for votes. Just trying to get, you know, if we get above 200, that just, or above 300, or below 300, whichever direction. Closer to one we get, the happier we get. And, you know, I've got stats. I know somebody's listening out there, and we get feedback, and it's great just to know that somebody listened to the ramblings of the Red Boy. And it's been a rough week, so I appreciate you all listening in and entertaining, or letting me entertain you and hang out. Email me if you got some comments. I think we're up to one official real listener email, and I actually got one voicemail. Again, that voicemail line is 206-888-GEEK. I almost forgot. 206-888-4335 or redboy at redboypodcast.com. We'll have to get Amy hers. We'll probably just make hers Amy at redboypodcast.com. Anyway, check us out. The website's redboypodcast.com, obviously. And we'll holler at you guys later. Please keep on listening and show some support. We'll keep it going. We'll get through our little time here and do some actual quality podcasting. Maybe we'll hook up with some of the local cornfield podcasters around here. So y'all take it easy. From the cornfield, this is the Red Boy. I'm out.